Satan took me up to a high mountain, tempted me with all of the kingdoms of the world, and this is how I survived. The messages that I get on a weekly basis of people who describe going through temptations very similar to what Christ went through in Matthew 4. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Has Satan taken you up to a high mountain? Not exactly the high mountain that Jesus was taken to, but each one of you watching this video today, you too, Satan has taken up to a high mountain. What is your high mountain? What is your temptation? What is your weakness? Satan knows. Believe it, Satan knows. In the story of Luke 22:31, we see, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath the desire to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Oh, how hard is it when Satan has you slowly but surely climb up that mountain of sin and of temptation. It all starts with a little compromise, doesn't it? It all starts with a little less prayer, with a little less fasting. It all starts with a little compromise. The Bible tells us to watch for those little foxes that spoil the vines, the vineyards. Sometimes it's those little compromises that slowly but surely have us walking up that high mountain and admiring all of the temptations of the devil. In Genesis 3, Eve saw that the tree looked good. Oh, the temptation is gonna look good. Oh, that temptation is gonna look pretty. And as the temptations come, there are certain days that we're stronger and there are certain days that we're weaker. But slowly but surely it happens, that moment where you fall asleep on Satan. You fall asleep on his temptations. You fall asleep. But Satan doesn't sleep. Satan is up 24/7. 24/7. Roaming around seeking whom he may devour. But we sleep on the temptation. But we sleep on the compromises. And we justify them because Satan has ways to throw darts in your mind. To throw fiery darts of temptation in your mind. That sound just like you too. And you sleep. And you sleep. And you sleep. You know, Matthew 26. Verses 40 and 41, and he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. These were the disciples. They had seen miracles that, wow, what a blessing would it be to see. They had seen casting of devils. They had seen deliverance of people. Set the captives free in Jesus' name. Yet he found them asleep. He found them asleep. As I'm recording this, I can tell you that there have been times in my life, I know that most preachers won't want to admit this, but I too have been asleep. There have been times in my life, and I repent of it, where I too have fallen, where I too have compromised. It didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen immediately. These were little compromises. These were little deceptions and traps that Satan has placed along the way. Slowly but surely, you look at yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself the question, what have I become? What have I become? As I make this video, this is a passionate plea to those of you that are watching me, that are hearing me on the podcast or watching it on the TV. A plea to you that if Satan has taken you up to an exceedingly high mountaintop and has shown you all of the kingdoms of the world that he could offer you, it could be a woman, it could be a man, it could be financial prosperity, lust, it could be greed, it could be pride, and he served it right there on a nice platter for you to take it. Go ahead and do it. You can repent later. You can get right with God tomorrow. It's okay, Satan says. If you want to overcome thy high mountain top that he's taking you to and he's grooming you and he's telling you it's all right. Once saved, you're always saved. Go ahead and do it. Go for it. It's okay, Satan will tell you. We're all weak. Go ahead and do it, Satan will tell you. And slowly but surely, he starts grooming you and falling you asleep with his little whispers. But right now, I come to you and as your brother in Christ, as a brother who has been there, who has fallen, who has overcome, who has had his battles with sin, who has had his battles with depression, with anxiety, with so many things, and I've had my ups and my downs. As your brother in Jesus' name, I come to tell you that Satan is lying to you. And as the scripture says, casting down all imaginations, because that is what sin is, and that is what the temptations are. They are temporary pleasures that will not quench the deep thirst that you have inside. They are temporary pleasures that only satisfy you for that 1 second. But afterwards, when you fall, just as high as that mountain is, that's how high the fall will be. And then Satan will be there pointing his finger at you, telling you, oh, now you're going to repent and turn to Jesus? Oh, so now you want to seek Jesus. I understand. Do you think he's going to listen to your prayers? Do you think he's going to listen to you now that you've fallen? And then you go further and further away from God, because that is what Satan desires, to sift you as wheat and to destroy your relationship with Jesus Christ. But Christ is convicting you right now through this video, telling you to turn back home. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, only you know what these precious brothers and sisters in the Lord all around the world are going through, Lord. Such a beautiful thing, Lord, that you've given me this opportunity to preach the gospel, Lord, and I don't deserve it. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord. We take so much for granted, Father. We live our lives and we become desensitized to sin, and we take so much for granted, Lord. We take our spouses for granted. We take our children for granted. We take the fact that we could even get up and thank you for granted. And slowly but surely, Satan puts us asleep. And we become desensitized to your glory. And we take you as a common thing. We don't take you as something holy. Wake up. Wake up, brothers and sisters. Wake up. Wake up. In Jesus' name, wake up. In the name of Jesus, Father, we love you. And we repent of our sins and we repent of our wicked ways. And if there's anyone watching this who has lost their joy of their salvation because of backsliding, Psalm 51:12. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. There should be joy in our salvation. There should be freeness in our salvation. But Satan is such a deceiver. He is such a deceiver. Wake up. Wake up. There's only one way to survive his temptations. On whatever high mountain he's promising you. And that is by the power of Jesus Christ. Fast, my brothers and sisters. Take time to fast. Pray, my brothers and sisters. Take time to pray. Really, just take time to pray for a few moments a day. Worship Jesus. Make Jesus number one in your life. Because when Jesus is number one, everything else falls in number two or below. But when everything else is higher than God, then guess what? You fall. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. I love you, family. I really, really do. And I desire nothing more than I make a single video that you are edified and that you become closer with Jesus Christ, for he is the only way. If you've fallen, if you repent and you turn to Jesus, he is faithful. Turn to him today. I love you very much. And remember, when you are in Jesus, you are in victory. Because he has already overcome. Seek him every day of your life. Seek Jesus. Amen.